I will not be surprised if one lady is not elected to be a member of the board. And this is something that I really would like to blame the woman for, because they did, the turn-up for the election was a little bit poor. And I was hoping to see more of the 3,000 ladies who are registered in the chamber to come and vote.
Well, for a view from a Saudi woman on why the turnout has been so low, I turned to Madawi Al-Rashid, who is professor at King's College in London.
There isn't really a culture of election, of campaigning in Saudi Arabia. This is all new. And the limitations of these elections stem from the fact that before having elections, there are certain conditions that need to be present. These conditions are not in Saudi Arabia. And if they are, they are moving very, very slowly. So, for example, when we're talking about women election, women's photographs are not allowed to be published in the adverts. Not many people know about these women. They do not have a public forum or platform to discuss their views or make themselves known.
What we're told by the Jeddah Chamber of Commerce and Industry is that women are playing a bigger role in business in Saudi Arabia. How true do you think that is?
In general, women in Saudi Arabia can inherit money and also they can own businesses. So I will not be surprised if more and more women play a leading role in businesses. The problem is that those women have to run their business through the mediation of other men because they're not regarded legally as a person in Saudi Arabia. So they always rely on other men, in, for example, to get their inheritance, to open bank accounts, and also to communicate with the official institutions that need to be contacted in order to survive as a business.
Professor Madawi Al-Rashid. Well, women's rights